Gonzalez, Mr. Mwangi.
May it please the court, I am Godfrey Mwangi for the petitioner. And rather than reiterating what we argued in our brief, I'd like to point the panel to what I believe is an interesting feature of the board's decision. The board cites in its decision to a rule under Title 8 of the Code of Federal Regulations, Section 1003.2, subparagraph small c, numeral 2, which limits motions to reopen to 90 days after the board's decision. If the panel looks at the first page of the motion in the record, the motion to reopen, the motion is titled 8 CFR section 1003.2 subparagraph C numeral 1, which is the section in the regulation under which new evidence not previously available is provided for. The board deemed the motion to reopen untimely. The motion was presenting new evidence that Sevilla had not had previously when she appeared before the immigration judge. The board seems to acknowledge that fact and, in fact, states that the new evidence might have caused it to reopen on its own motion were it not for the insufficient way that she dealt with the immigration judge's holding that she hadn't proved 10 years of continuous physical.
Who has the burden of proof on the 10 years continuous residence?
Your Honor, the burden of proof is that the alien proved that she has been physically present continuously, and I believe by...
Well, how do you prove that? I don't understand.
The...
You have a surveillance camera watching you all the time, or what?
Generally, the form that is filed, the EOIR 42B, has in it a section in which the alien lists his or her places of residence during the 10 years. Sevilla did so and showed that she had been residing in Milwaukee at several addresses that were within a radius of about 10 miles.
But isn't the problem here that there was all this conflicting testimony from her mother and her sister that cast doubt on whether or not her 1990 entry was her last entry? And isn't our problem here a lack of jurisdiction to review, you know, the BIA's decision to withhold discretionary relief?
Jet Rovner, going to the confusion between the testimony of Sevilla as opposed to that of her sister, the sister's testimony really established that she hadn't first entered in 1990 but in 1985. So that is really not contradicting anything about the 10 years. It just establishes an earlier entry than 1990. As to the mother's testimony, the mother turns out to have mental health issues that make her a very unreliable witness.
Who called her as a witness?
Sevilla called her as a witness, but if the panel looks at her testimony, nothing that she actually says in her testimony by herself, not prompted, establishes anything that cannot be resolved by looking at documentary evidence provided by the government or by Sevilla to establish Sevilla's presence. In other words, there's other evidence that establishes by really credible means, like birth certificates, the government's own I-94 that was issued to Sevilla at the airport, and the mother's testimony is equivocal and also suggested by the IJ's questioning when the IJ feeds her this information. And she keeps telling him that she doesn't remember, but also the psychiatrist's evidence that comes in later provides us with some guidance as to her state of mind and whether she can be relied upon to impeach Sevilla's credibility, and also the documents that are in this record, in addition to the fact that she had established in her application her residences that the government never questioned with any other evidence putting her outside the United States.
Do you have a position on the government's jurisdictional argument? You didn't file a reply brief and haven't addressed it here today.
Might I address?
Yeah, sure. Answer
the
question.
Jurisdictional argument, to me, relies upon an issue that I don't believe is the issue on which this petition should turn, because the issue regarding the sua sponte reopening is an issue if the board has decided this motion under the right section of the statute, the right section of the regulation, and if the board has actually invoked the IJ's decision correctly. Because the IJ's decision, I believe, makes an error in the facts and the way it applies the definition of the 10-year physical presence, because I believe the IJ erred in defining continuous physical presence.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Belongi. Mr. Holzman?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Tom Holzman. I represent the Attorney General. In this cancellation case, Sevilla seeks to have this Court review the unreviewable, a determination by the Board of Immigration Appeals not to exercise its
sua sponte. I agree with you. The cases that say that these refusals to reopen are unreviewable, they base it on the principle of the Administrative Procedure Act that if there's no law to apply, if it's a purely discretionary judgment, there's nothing for a court to say. But in this case, the board did not base the denial of the petition to reopen on a discretionary judgment, but on a finding that she didn't have the 10 years. That's easily reviewable, right? That's just a fact finding.
Certainly that's a fact finding, but what the board said was that the motion was untimely.
No, what the board said was they'd reopen if it weren't for her failure to show her 10 years of continuous residence. And that's not an exercise of discretion. That's a finding.
Well, what the board said that they might consider.
Well,
they might or they might not. And they're not required to say.
Such mush. Clearly, their decision is predicated on a finding that she doesn't have the 10 years. And if that's wrong, that cuts the ground out from under their decision. If they'd said, well, she doesn't have the 10 years, but even if she did, we wouldn't reopen, it's too stale, then absolutely, we could not review it, because that would be a discretionary judgment. But it looks as if their judgment is based on a fact-finding. Also, I don't understand this fact-finding business. I don't understand it. How are you supposed to prove your 10 years?
There are a number of ways.
Nobody has someone following him around, make sure he doesn't leave the country.
Well, that's certainly correct, Your Honor, but I've seen a few of these cases, and people bring utility bills, they bring letters from their employers.
What about a utility bill, for goodness sake? If you leave your utilities on and go to Mexico and come back, you're going to have a utility bill for that period. They're not going to prove you didn't leave the country.
That's ridiculous. That's certainly correct, Your Honor. But the immigration judge has to make sense of whatever evidence is presented.
According to her sister or someone, she has a passport, right?
That's correct.
Well,
yes.
Don't you people have records of when people leave the country and come back?
Well, there are some records, and
although she has a passport, is she from Mexico?
She's from Mexico.
So
yeah.
Is it your theory that she has a passport, but when she went back to Mexico between 1995 or whatever, she didn't use her passport. She instead waded across the Rio Grande. Is that your theory?
Your Honor, we do.
Well, look at your passport. If you think she used the passport, look at her passport.
We know that she didn't use the passport.
Well, but that's kind of weird. She has the passport, but you think she smuggled herself across or what?
If she went back out, she wouldn't be able to get in. That's her problem.
How do you think she got to Mexico and came back?
Your Honor, the immigration judge didn't discuss that. He simply was not convinced by the evidence.
Well, what's so strange about it? The only I don't understand this evidence. So her mother is kind of dotty, apparently. I don't know what that. But the mother says she entered in 1992, but. The sister says she entered in 1985, which contradicts her testimony. But how does the sister's testimony bear directly on her 10 years of... Because she's not arguing 10 years from now.
The Sevilla testified that she came in with her mother in 1990. The mother testified she came in with me sometime in 1992. What the sister said was... When she came in, she wasn't with her mother. So in effect, the immigration judge was left wondering, well, what does this all add up to?
No, I understand. What it seems to add up to is that her mother is probably confused, right?
Even if her mother is confused, Sevilla still testified that she came in...
Did the immigration judge believe the mother...
I'm not sure that the immigration judge knew who to believe. That was the problem with this.
Well, that's not a very satisfactory base. I mean, you don't have a judge who says, look, you know, I've been presented with this factual issue, and one person says one thing, another person says another. I can't figure out who's telling the truth.
Well,
that's not a very satisfactory basis for an adjudicative finding, is it?
But ultimately, what the immigration judge was saying is, I don't believe that she's proven 10 years continuous presence because I'm not sure who's telling the truth, and I can't come to the conclusion that...
Well, isn't he supposed to make a credibility determination?
Well, he did in part when he concluded that the sister's testimony undermined Sevilla's testimony. That seems to me it's a credibility determination, but in a sense what you have here maybe is the Rashomon problem.
Well, great.
From an immigration judge's point of view...
Where is Rashomon in the rules of evidence? I don't understand.
From the immigration judge's point of view, that's a failure of proof. If the immigration judge can't figure out what went on, and that there's a solid basis for him to make a decision, he's dealing with discretionary relief, and his only conclusion is This has not been proved to my satisfaction, and therefore...
The documentary evidence supports that she came in 1990, doesn't it? Because there's,
there's
proof
evidence
that her son was born in Milwaukee.
That's correct, Your Honor. There is evidence that she was here in 1990, and what the immigration judge said was, it's not clear to me that there's a period after the son is born and 1992 when the immigration judge simply says, it's not clear to me what happened during this period, whether she was here or whether she went in and out. And that's because of the conflicts in the testimony, and for that reason, I can't come to the conclusion that she's proven that the 10 years continuous physical presence, which is required for eligibility for this kind of relief.
Your argument is that even if we throw away all of the mother's testimony, you still have the
There's
problem.
Still a problem with the sister's testimony and the woman and the alien's credibility.
And the problem is what?
The sister
says she came in 85.
In 85.
She says she came in 90.
And then the sister says, and the last time she came in alone, whereas she had testified that the alien had testified that she'd come in with her mother. So there are several problems here, and you know, you or I, had we been the immigration judge, might have come to a different conclusion, but the substantial evidence test protects the immigration judge's conclusion, unless this court feels that reversal is compelled. And I see my light's on, but I would just like to reiterate what I've said in my brief, which is that under Pilch, this court can't even get there.
No, but that's not what Pilch says. Pilch says we can't review a discretionary judgment because there's no law to apply to the
right.
judgment. We can review fact findings.
But the court, you can review fact findings, but the Board of Immigration Appeals and the Attorney General have not set out under any particular guidelines for making sua sponte decisions reviewable. I mean, they haven't said we're required to use our sua sponte authority in X, Y, and Z cases, but not in A, B, and C kinds of cases. The only time they've done that is...
You can't mean that. I mean, suppose the board said we would reopen this matter if Sevilla weren't Mexican. But we don't like Mexicans. We prefer Guatemalans.
Right.
So we're not reopening. Now, you're not going to say that's unreviewable.
No, you're correct in that.
So it depends what the board says, whether
right.
it's going to be reviewable, right?
That's correct, but at least there they've set out a guideline that says we're not going to grant
this. Well, here they set out a guideline. They said we're not going to reopen when we're not satisfied that the person was here for 10 years, which is a perfectly good ground, but it's also easily reviewable, right?
Well, I think they said we might conceivably reopen if
I mean, what if
the
they
proof
said,
was
well,
better.
She said that she went to Texas, and we don't consider Texas part of the United States, so we don't think she has 10 years continuous residence. You think that's unreviewable, too?
I'm not sure that it is unreviewable or that it isn't. I think...
Well, you're like the immigration judge, right? Just can't decide. That's fine. Anyway, frivolous question. So thank you, Mr. Holzman. Your time expired, Mr. Mwangi. So we'll move on to the next case.
Thank you, Your Honor.